And now, Chapter 10 of the Antya Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts prasad from the devotees. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees, and is always ready to bestow mercy upon them. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The next year, all the devotees were very pleased to go to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya Gosani led the party from Bengal. He was followed by Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Srivas Thakur, and other glorious devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had ordered Lord Nityananda to stay in Bengal, but nevertheless, because of ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda also went to see him. Indeed, it is a symptom of real affection that one breaks the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not caring for the regulative principles, to associate with him. During the Ras dance, Krishna asked all the gopis to return home, but the gopis neglected his order and stayed there for his association. If one carries out Krishna's order, Krishna is certainly pleased, but if one sometimes breaks his order due to ecstatic love, that gives him millions of times greater happiness. Vasudev Dat, Murari Gupta, Ganga Das, Sriman Sen, Sriman Pandit, Akinchina Krishna Das, Murari Gupta, Garuda Pandit, Budhimanta Khan, Sanjay Purushottam, Bhagavan Pandit, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Narsinghananda Brahmachari, and many others joined together to go to Jagannath Puri. It would be impossible to mention the names of them all. The inhabitants of Kulinagram and Kanda also came and joined. Shivananda Sen took the leadership and thus started taking care of them all. Raghava Pandit came with bags full of food prepared very nicely by his sister Damayante. Damayante made varieties of unparalleled food just suitable for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat. The Lord ate it continually for 1 year. These are the names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghava Pandit: Amra Kashandi, Ada Kashandi, Jal Kashandi, Nembu Ada, Amra Koli, Amshi, Ama Kanda, Thailamra, and Ama Sata. With great attention, Damayante also made dried bitter vegetables into a powder. Do not neglect Sukuta because it is a bitter preparation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derived more happiness from eating this Sukuta than from drinking Panchamrita, which is a preparation of milk, sugar, ghee, honey, and curd. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he extracts the purpose from everything. He accepted Damayante's affection for him, and therefore he derived great pleasure even from the dried bitter leaves of Sukuta and from Kashandi, a sour condiment. Because of her natural love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damayante considered the Lord an ordinary human being. Therefore, she thought that he would become sick by overeating and there would be mucus within his abdomen. Because of sincere affection, she thought that eating this Sukuta would cure the Lord's disease. Considering these affectionate thoughts of Damayanti, the Lord was very pleased. There is a verse in the Kirat Arjuna by Bharavi that says, a dear lover strung a garland and placed it on the shoulder of his beloved in the presence of her co-wives. She had raised breasts and was very beautiful, yet although the garland was tainted with mud, she did not reject it, for its value lay not in material things, but in love. Damayante powdered coriander and anise seeds, cooked them with sugar, and made them into small sweetmeats that were shaped like small balls. She made balls of sweetmeats with dried ginger to remove mucus caused by too much bile. She put all these preparations separately into small cloth bags. She made 100 varieties of condiments and pickles. She also made koli sunti, koli churna, koli kanda, and many other preparations. How many should I name? She made many sweetmeats shaped like balls. Some are made with powdered coconut, and others looked as white as the water of the Ganges. In this way, she made many varieties of long-lasting sugar confections. She made long-lasting cheese, many varieties of sweetmeats with milk and cream, and many other varied preparations, such as Amrita Karpura. She made flat rice from fine, unboiled shali paddy, and filled a large bag made of new cloth. She made some of the flat rice into puffed rice, fried it in ghee, cooked it in sugar juice, mixed in some camphor, and rolled it into balls. She powdered fried grains of fine rice, moistened the powder with ghee, and cooked it in a solution of sugar. Then she added camphor, black pepper, cloves, cardamom, and other spices, and rolled it into balls that were very palatable and aromatic. She took parched rice from fine paddy, fried it in ghee, cooked it in a sugar solution, mixed in some camphor, and thus made a preparation called ukta or mudki. Another variety of sweet was made with fused peas that were powdered, fried in ghee, and then cooked in sugar juice. Camphor was mixed in, and then the sweet was rolled into a ball. I could not mention the names of all these wonderful edibles, even in a lifetime. Damayante made hundreds and thousands of varieties. Damayante made all these preparations following the order of her brother, Raghava Pandit. Both of them had unlimited affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and were advanced in devotional service. Damayante took earth from the Ganges, dried it, powdered it, strained it through a fine cloth, mixed in aromatic ingredients, and rolled it into small balls. The condiments and similar items were put into thin earthen pots, and everything else was put into small cloth bags. From small bags, Damayante made bags that were twice as large. Then, with great attention, she filled all the large ones with the small ones. She then wrapped and sealed each and every bag with great attention. The bags were carried by 3 bearers, one after another. Thus I have briefly described the bags that have become famous as Raghavera Jali. The superintendent for all those bags was Makaradvaj Kada, who kept them with great attention like his very life. Thus all the Vaishnavs from Bengal went to Jagannath Puri. By chance, they arrived on the day when Lord Jagannath performs pastimes in the water. Boarding a boat in the waters of Narendra Sarovara, Lord Govinda performed his water pastimes with all the devotees. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived with his personal associates to see the jubilant pastimes of Lord Jagannath in the Narendra Sarovara. At the same time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived at the lake and had a great meeting with the Lord. All the devotees immediately fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord lifted and embraced every one of them. The Gaudiya Sampradaya, consisting of all the devotees from Bengal, began congregational chanting. When they met the Lord, they began to cry loudly in ecstatic love. Because of the pastimes in the water, there was great jubilation on the shore with music, singing, chanting, dancing, and tumultuous crying. The chanting and crying of the Gaudiya Vaishnavs mixed and created a tumultuous sound vibration that filled the entire universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the water with his devotees and began his pastimes with them in great jubilation. In his Chaitanya Mangal, now known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given a detailed description of the activities the Lord performed in the water. There is no use describing here the activities of the Lord again. It would simply be repetitious and would increase the size of this book. After concluding his pastimes in the water, Lord Govinda returned to his residence. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple, taking all his devotees with him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after visiting the temple of Jagannath, he asked for a large quantity of Lord Jagannath's prasad, which he then distributed among his devotees so that they could eat sumptuously. After talking with all the devotees for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to occupy the individual residences in which they had lived the previous year. Raghava Pandit delivered the bags of edibles to Govinda, who kept them in a corner of the dining room. Govinda thoroughly emptied the bags from the previous year and kept them in another room to fill them with other goods. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his personal devotees to see Lord Jagannath when Lord Jagannath arose early in the morning. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his all-encompassing Sankirtan. He formed seven groups, which then began to chant. In each of the seven groups was a principal dancer, like Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda. The dancers in the groups were Bakrishvar Pandit, Achyutananda, Pandit Srivas, Satyaraj Khan, and Narahari Das. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked from one group to another, inspecting them, the men in each group thought, "The Lord is within our group." The congregational chanting made a tumultuous roar that filled the sky. All the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri came to see the kirtan. Accompanied by his personal staff, the king also came there and watched from a distance, and all the queens watched from the elevated parts of the palace. Due to the forceful vibration of kirtan, the entire world began trembling. When everyone chanted the holy name, they made a tumultuous sound. In this way, the Lord had congregational chanting performed for some time, and then he himself desired to dance. The seven groups began chanting and beating their drums in seven directions, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began dancing in the center in great ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered a line in the Orissan language and ordered Svarup Damodar to sing it. "Let my head fall at the feet of Jagannath in the kirtan hall known as Jagamohan," he sang. Simply because of this line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in greatly ecstatic love. People all around him floated in the water of his tears. Raising his two arms, the Lord said, "Chant! Chant!" Floating in transcendental bliss, the people responded by chanting the holy name of Hari. The Lord fell to the ground unconscious, not even breathing. Then suddenly he stood up, making a loud sound. The hairs on his body constantly stood up like the thorns on a simula tree. Sometimes his body was swollen, and sometimes lean and thin. He bled and perspired from every pore of his body. His voice faltered, unable to say the line properly. He uttered only, "Shijagaga parimumu." All his teeth shook, as if each were separate from the others. Indeed, they seemed about to fall to the ground. His transcendental bliss increased at every moment. Therefore, even by mid-afternoon, the dancing had not ended. The ocean of transcendental bliss overflowed, and everyone present forgot his body, mind, and home. Then Lord Nityananda found a way to end the kirtan. He gradually stopped all the chanters. Thus only one group continued chanting with Svarup Damodar, and they chanted very softly. When there was no longer a tumultuous sound, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to consciousness. Then Nityananda Prabhu informed him of the fatigue of the chanters and dancers. Understanding the fatigue of the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the congregational chanting. Then he bathed in the sea, accompanied by them all. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasad with all of them, and then asked them to return to their dwellings and take rest. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay down at the door of the Gambira, and Govinda came there to massage his legs. It was a steady, long-standing rule that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would lie down to rest after lunch, and Govinda would come to massage his legs. Then Govinda would honor the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time, when the Lord lay down, he occupied the entire doorway. Govinda could not enter the room, and therefore he made the following request. "Kindly turn on one side. Let me pass to enter the room." However, the Lord replied, "I don't have the strength to move my body." Govinda made his request again and again, but the Lord replied, "I cannot move my body." Govinda repeatedly requested, "I want to massage your legs." But the Lord said, "Do it or don't do it. It depends on your mind." Then Govinda spread the Lord's wrapper over the Lord's body, and in this way entered the room by crossing over him. Govinda massaged the Lord's legs as usual. He pressed the Lord's waist and back very softly, and thus all the Lord's fatigue went away. As Govinda stroked his body, the Lord slept very nicely for about 45 minutes, and then his sleep broke. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Govinda sitting by his side, he was somewhat angry. "Why have you been sitting here for so long today? Why didn't you go to take your meal after I fell asleep?" Govinda replied, "You were lying down, blocking the door, and there was no way to go." How did you enter the room? Why didn't you go out to take your lunch in the same way?" Govinda mentally replied, "My duty is to serve, even if I have to commit offenses or go to hell. I would not mind committing hundreds and thousands of offenses for the service of the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self." Thinking in this way, Govinda kept silent. He did not reply to the Lord's inquiry. It was Govinda's practice to go take lunch when the Lord was asleep. On that day, however, seeing the Lord's weariness, Govinda continued massaging his body. There was no way to go. How could he leave? When he thought of crossing over the Lord's body, he considered it a great offense. These are some of the finer points of etiquette in devotional service. Only one who has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand these principles. The Lord is very interested in manifesting the exalted qualities of His devotees, and that is why He engineered this incident. Thus I have briefly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in the hall of the Jagannath Temple. The servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sing about the dancing even now. accompanied by his personal associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and swept the Gundicha temple, cleansing it as usual. The Lord danced and chanted and then enjoyed a picnic in the garden as he had done before. As previously, he danced in front of the Jagannath cart and observed the festival of Heda Panchami. All the devotees from Bengal stayed in Jagannath Puri for 4 months of the rainy season and observed many other ceremonies such as the anniversary of Lord Krishna's birth. Formerly, when all the devotees had arrived from Bengal, they all desired to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something to eat. Each devotee would bring a certain type of prasad. He would entrust it to Govinda and request him, "Please arrange that the Lord will surely eat this prasad." Some brought paida, a coconut preparation. Some brought sweet balls. And some brought cakes and sweet rice. The prasad was of different varieties, all very costly. Govinda would present the prasad and say to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "This has been given by such and such devotee." The Lord, however, would not actually eat it. He would simply say, "Keep it in storage." Govinda kept accumulating the food, and soon it filled a corner of the room. There was quite enough to feed at least 100 people. All the devotees asked Govinda with great eagerness, "Have you given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the prasad brought by me?" When the devotees questioned Govinda, he had to tell them lies. Therefore, one day he spoke to the Lord in disappointment. He said, "Many respectable devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, make a great endeavor to entrust me with varieties of food for you. But you do not eat it, and they ask me again and again. How long shall I go on cheating them? How shall I be freed from this responsibility?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Why are you so foolishly unhappy? Bring here to me whatever they have given you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to eat. Then Govinda offered him the preparations, one after another. And as he did so, he spoke the name of the person who had given each one. "These preparations, paida, sweet rice, cakes made with cream, and also amrita gutika, manda and a pot of camphor, have been given by Advaitacharya. Next, there are varieties of food, cakes, cream, amrita manda, and padmachini given by Srivas Thakur. All these are gifts of Acharya Ratna, and these varieties of gifts are from Acharya Nidhi. And all these varieties of food have been given by Basudev Dutt, Murari Gupta, and Budhimanta Khan. These are gifts given by Sriman Sain, Sriman Pandit, and Acharya Nandan. Please eat them all. And oh, here are the preparations made by the inhabitants of Kulinagram, and these have been made by the inhabitants of Kanda." In this way, Govinda gave everyone's name as he put the food before the Lord. Being very satisfied, the Lord began to eat it all. The hard sweets made of coconut, mukuta narikela, the sweet balls, the many kinds of sweet drinks, and all the other preparations were at least a month old. But although they were old, they had not become tasteless or stale. Indeed, they had all stayed fresh. That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Within a very short time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate enough for 100 people. Then he asked Govinda, "Is there anything more left?" Govinda replied, "Now there are only the bags of Raghava." The Lord said, "Let them remain today. I shall see them later." The next day, while taking his lunch in a secluded place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the bags of Raghava and inspected their contents one after another. He tasted a little of everything they contained and praised it all for its flavor and aroma. All the varieties of the remaining prasad were kept to eat throughout the year. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate his lunch, Swarup Damodar Goswami would serve it little by little. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take some of it at night. The Lord certainly enjoys preparations made with faith and love by his devotees. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the entire period of Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, in the happiness of discussing topics of Krishna with his devotees. From time to time, Advaitacharya and others would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for home-cooked rice and varieties of vegetables. They offered pungent preparations made with black pepper, sweet and sour preparations, ginger, salty preparations, limes, milk, yogurt, cheese, 2 or 4 kinds of spinach, soup made with bitter melon, eggplant mixed with nimba flowers, and fried patola. They also offered pula bhati, liquid mung dal, and many vegetables, all cooked according to the Lord's taste. They would mix these preparations with the remnants of food from Lord Jagannath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitations, he went sometimes alone and sometimes with his associates. Devotees like Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Srivas were all of the Brahmin caste. They would extend invitations to the Lord. Vasudev Dutt, Gadadhar Das, Murari Gupta, the inhabitants of Kulinagram and Kanda, and many other devotees who were not Brahmins by caste would purchase food offered to Lord Jagannath and then extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now hear about the invitation Shivananda Sen extended to the Lord. His eldest son was named Chaitanya Das. When Shivananda brought his son Chaitanya Das to be introduced to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about his name. When the Lord heard that his name was Chaitanya Das, he said, "What kind of name have you given him? It is very difficult to understand." Shivananda Sen replied, "He has kept the name that appeared to me from within." Then he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. Shivananda Sen had bought very costly remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. He brought it in and offered it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sat down to accept the prasad with his associates. Because of Shivananda Sen's glories, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate all kinds of prasad to honor his request. However, the Lord ate more than necessary, and therefore his mind was dissatisfied. The next day, Chaitanya Das, the son of Shivananda Sen, extended an invitation to the Lord. He could understand the Lord's mind, however, and therefore he arranged for a different kind of food. He offered yogurt, limes, ginger, soft bada, and salt. Seeing all these arrangements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This boy knows my mind. Therefore, I am very satisfied to keep his invitation." After saying this, the Lord ate the rice mixed with yogurt and offered Chaitanya Das the remnants of his food. The 4 months of Chaturmasya passed in this manner, with the Lord accepting invitations from his devotees. Because of a heavy schedule of invitations, however, some of the Vaishnavas could not get an open day on which to invite the Lord. Gadadhar Pandit and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had fixed dates on which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept their invitations every month. Gopinathacharya, Jagadananda, Kashishvar, Bhagavan, Ramabhadracharya, Shankara, and Vakrishvar, who were all Brahmins, extended invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him food cooked at home, whereas other devotees would pay 2 panas of small conch shells to purchase Jagannath's prasad and then invite the Lord. At first, the cost of Jagannath's prasad for an invitation was 4 panas of conch shells, but when Ramachandra Puri was there, the price was cut in half. The devotees who came from Bengal stayed with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 4 consecutive months, and then the Lord bade them farewell. After the Bengali devotees departed, the devotees who were the Lord's constant companions at Jagannath Puri stayed with the Lord. Thus I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted invitations and how he accepted and tasted the prasad Narada offered by Chaitanya devotees. In the midst of that narration are descriptions of Raghava Pandit's bags of food and the dancing in the temple of Jagannath. One who hears about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will certainly attain ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without fail. Narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities are just like heaven nectar to hear. Indeed, they satisfy both the ears and mind. One who tastes the nectar of these activities is certainly very fortunate. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 10 of the Antya Leela. Lord Chaitanya accepts prasad from the devotees.